This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Friend of the show.
Yeah.
We're going to introduce her. Okay, let me not start with Igamalake. Let's
drum
start.
Drum roll, please.
Yes, we're going to be getting a drum roll. Okay, firstly, she's an MUT alumni. She studied in National Diploma in Human Resources Management, and then she went on to further her studies and then obtained an Advanced Diploma in Human Resources Management again in the University of Mangosuthu University of Technology. She's also the founder of Nolwazi Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Yolanda Mapolopa.
Thank you guys for that warm welcome. I am truly honored to be here. It's such a vibe, you guys. It's such a vibe. I'd like to greet the listeners and thank you once again for having me. I'm truly, truly honored.
We are definitely honored to have you as well. Welcome to the Campus Voice. Welcome to MUT Radio. Welcome, Ekai, basically, because we're alive.
Yes, of course. Home sweet home.
It feels good to be back.
It feels good to be back at home. So, Yolanda, before we get into the conversation regarding everything that has to do with you, today it's hashtag Making Moves Monday. So I want to ask, what moves are you making this week?
Money moves.
Money moves.
I'm all about money moves this week. Of course, I've recently got a candidate that I've trained for my company, and also I sell perfumes on the side. So it's all about money moves.
It's all about money moves.
Money moves are important, of course.
Yes. So I did mention, Uguti, you are an MUT alumni. Hey, she's a scholar, guys. Okay, come to me correct. Okay. Jokes aside, you are an MUT alumnus, and I want to know, before we go into Nolwazi Solutions, how do you think the skills that you obtained from HR, because you studied HR, have actually assisted you in utilizing it in your company? Yabo, because vele, as graduates, mele singabi nalo mindset. Oh, okay, at least that's fundileke manje. We can't just have this mindset. Ukuthi yonke into must just be about getting a job. But we should actually look at even employing people. But utilizing the skills that we've learned, meaning, Wuti, we're not doing away with education.
Of course.
So that's why I'm asking, Wuti, how do you think what you've learned in university has helped you in your own company, since it is a recruitment consultancy?
So as a student, I was a class representative for 3 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
wow.
I was part of various programs. I was an Enictus. I was a peer helper. I was all over the campus. I was a political activist as well. So, basically, let's just start in the classroom. We had wonderful lecturers who've been in the industry. So, when they lecture with experience.
Yeah.
So, which had helped me a lot in terms of understanding fully what is human resource, what is expected in the industry. And to go in deeper in terms of the programs I've been part of, I was part of Enictus. So Enictus basically is a student program here on campus with equips one in terms of entrepreneurial mindset. And being part of that program equipped me so much in terms of presentation skills, in terms of communication skills, written and verbal, and as well as project management. Yeah. And also, even with lecturers, they will make us do symposiums whereby we create a program. We invite guests outside, outside from MUT, and we do a formal a program whereby now we invite them to speak on the symposium. So that has helped me so much, because at the company that I used to work for, I was part of the event. So being a person who's done a symposium, that was very easy for me, because the MUT programs that I've been part of always involved events.
Yeah.
So I was able to just jump in and be able to do the company events without any hiccups, like without. And I've excelled through the exposure that I got from the lecturers and exposure that I got from the MUT programs that I was part of.
Wow!
Yeah. So I'm gonna be active now.
Yeah, because these are students. So I was about to say that for the students that are listening, if you're not doing anything, If you're not doing anything, you better think about it now.
So what life skills would you say we as students and young people in general learn from obtaining education, and how does it play a vital role in our overall lifestyle choices?
It plays a huge role because, for one, in terms of communication, communication plays a huge role. And what I like about MUC is that they even have a module called communication, where you are thoroughly taught how to communicate in terms of written and verbal. Yeah. So it's important for one to take those life skills very seriously, because they play a huge role once you become one who's in the corporate space, where you need to be able to communicate. So it's one of the key life skills I feel that is crucial for one, and they should never take it lightly. Hence, emphasize that don't only limit yourself to the classroom, but also be involved in other programs, because there are certain life skills that are there that will help you. Because even being a peer helper, it helped me understand mental illness. It was never a topic in that I was I could engage in, but being a helper, a peer helper, it made me realize, you know what, there's depression, there's anxiety, there's mental issues that one needs to honestly take care of their mental health as a student as well. So there are various, I can go on and on, but it goes back to one, don't limit yourself, but put yourself out there. There's a lot of programs on campus. Put yourself out there and don't limit yourself to the classroom, but put yourself out there and be part of these programs so that you can gain those minor life skills, and they will help you once you leave university. I can promise you that.
No, that is quite true. I have to agree myself. That is quite true, especially because education plays a huge role in the kind of life choice, lifestyle
choices
that you make.
True.
That's why people say this, although I don't want, it's going to sound so rude, but I'm not being rude, but that's why usually people say, abanye abantu.
Mm-hmm. It shapes you.
Not that I'm being mean.
No, I get you.
But people say that, and you know why they say that? Because of the behavior.
Yes.
It's not even about academics.
Yes.
Simply your behavior. But in the same breath, there are people abangafundanga, like they didn't go to university, but they're very well informed. They read.
Yes.
So that's still education. So what we're trying to emphasize is good education plays a huge role in the lifestyle choices that you make. So Yolanda, I want to ask, entrepreneurship, we know it's rife. I'm saying it's rife because it's something that we're all talking about in this moment. It's also very big for the university this year. So it's a concept that is seeming to make a lot of sense to all of us, students, young people, graduates, so on, Kendri. But what would you say, truthfully speaking, is the most important thing to keep in mind when you want to venture into a company? You know, I mean, you opened your company in 2019.
Yes, that's correct.
So what did you keep in mind that you think it's important for the next person to keep in mind so that you make an informed decision? You don't think it's an easy journey.
Yeah, for one, it starts with education. As we mentioned earlier, it starts with education, and it goes back to doing research. Doing research in terms of going there in the market and seeing, okay, is this someone doing the services I want to offer? And also, is there a market? Is there a gap? So market research is very important.
Yeah.
And also, not only that, it is very, very important to be a skilled entrepreneur. I believe this. I can't emphasize it enough, because in terms for you to offer a quality service, you need to be skilled, and people often overlook this. It's just that I know how to do this, but you need to equip yourself in terms of doing the research, checking the market, doing the market research, networking with people who've been in the industry and been doing this, and you know, and asking the relevant questions, and doing the research, reading the media briefings, reading the journals, the magazines, and you know, it's very important, because you don't want to be an entrepreneur but not offer a quality service, or be an entrepreneur who's not skilled. So it goes back to ensuring that you become a skilled entrepreneur by doing your research and doing market research, and also putting yourself out there in terms of networking with others and asking the relevant questions, so that you have full understanding of what you're about to do.
Most definitely, wow. Most definitely. Especially because, like you said, we once interviewed Usinpiwe Goniwa. Thank you, Yamaz.
Yes, yes.
He mentioned the same thing. He said that entrepreneurs need to understand that you need to do research. If you need to read financial books,
yes.
Because when you start out, you do everything yourself. Mm. So if you need to read financial books, if you need to learn about tax,
yes.
Do so. That's you gaining the knowledge and the skills.
Correct. It also goes with how hungry you are for this thing, you know.
Most definitely.
How much you want it, how determined are you to make it work, you know.
True.
So before we go into the next questions, I want to ask you, tell us a little bit about Nolwazi Solutions, all there is to know about it.
Oh, my little baby.
So who's not so little.
So Nolwazi Solutions is a small company that's still growing. It offers a range of services which includes CV writing, cover letters, and as well as mock-up interview and digital sessions. So what I had seen is that in the market, candidates are not trained in terms of how do you prepare for an interview.
True.
So I wanted to close that gap by ensuring that I'm one to train the candidate for that particular position, be it a seasoned expert who's been in the industry for years, who has an interview lined up, or a graduate who has an internship program lined up.
Wow, that is so true. Z, have you ever heard of a company that actually specializes in preparing us for interviews?
No. It's actually my first
now
time.
Now you know.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm being biased. But most of the time you have to learn these things online.
Because I remember this one time I had to prepare for something which was more or less like an interview, you
yes.
know. I had to like go on the internet,
so exactly
how to answer interview questions.
Yes. Yeah,
well, the video that you're watching that tells you what to do is not here to correct
yes.
you, you know. It's not gonna be here to tell you how do you cover up
I guess no solution is the answer now.
Most definitely. I also want to ask, the name Nolwazi, is it like your second name?
So Nolwazi is my second name that my father gave me, which means knowledge. Mm. So I wanted my company not just a company that doesn't have meaning, but it be a company that, of course, as an emphasis of a person who's skilled, who's knowledgeable, and who's an expert within the industry of human resources.
Wow. No lies.
Have the knowledge of what we are doing.
Most definitely, you're skilled. I mean, you've got two belts, ufundile, so you definitely are a skilled and knowledgeable entrepreneur. So I want to ask, every business has a value proposition, right?
Mm.
So what does your company, you've already told us what it specializes in, but how do you make a difference in the market, in the industry that you're in, so that kungatiwa, no, they are just like Nolwazi Solutions, because the value proposition is all about being different, so that umuntu can say, but nobody does it like Nolwazi Solutions. Mm. Yes, there are people who offer similar services, but it's not exactly like them.
Yeah. So the services that I offer are quite different from what's out there. I would just like to go even deeper in terms of, we start with a consultation process in terms of our processes, where we find out your educational background, we find out your qualification, your skills, your experience, and so forth. Then we move on to dress code. Most companies don't do that, where they prepare you and tell you how to dress for an interview, because it's shocking what we see in this interview session. Candidates will be coming with flip-flops and t-shirts. Wow. So it's important to present yourself in a professional manner. So it's one of the things that we offer in terms of, we dress you up.
Wow.
We dress you up and ensure that now we train you even further in terms of how to communicate, how to listen, then respond. Because people rush to answer without listening, then responding. Mm. Then we go diving even deeper in terms of body language, gestures, eye contact. It may look minor, but they play a huge role in terms of the interview. How to make a good impression. How, if you made a mistake, how then do you bounce back from that? And there's certain things that people think you get deducted marks or when they rate you in terms of it's okay to skip a question and go back to it. Yeah. Like if you feel like, no, I'm not prepared to answer this one right now.
Really?
But I can answer it later on. Like it's okay. Now, no deduction, go there. So we offer that and we go even further in terms of doing a mock-up interview training where now we ask you questions in terms of possible questions that you may get in the interview, how to answer those questions and how to present yourself as a brand within the corporate space and to sell yourself, negotiate and obviously how to answer the question. And then we give you a feedback report in terms of how did the training go, what we need to work on until we are fully satisfied that you are ready to obtain that interview and get that job.
Wow. Yo, this is amazing because honestly speaking, a lot of people need this. Yeah. Because interviews are very nerve-wracking because we mustn't forget that some of us also have self-esteem issues. True, some of us have low self-confidence. Mm, so that plays a role when we go for interviews. Mm. You know, giving insights. Because I have to speak in front of these people. Mm. And it's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, but you feel like you're going to die.
Yeah. And it's just a professional conversation. I always tell this to my candidates. I'm like, it's a professional conversation because the connotation around the word interview stresses one. But the minute you tell them it's a professional conversation, they come at ease, you know.
Is it safe to say it's like having a conversation with a friend but a serious one?
Yes That's correct. That's so absolutely correct.
I think I should look at it from that perspective. Okay, lastly, what are the pros of starting an entrepreneurship early than later, saying while you are a student then a graduate?
I would say starting early helps a lot in terms of obtaining the necessary skills, in terms of also being exposed to what's out there and what is expected of one once they graduate. So I've always been a huge fan of the in-service training that MUT offers engineering students, where you have a 6 months where you go to the industry, do some work, then come back, complete your qualification, then graduate. It was unfortunate that when you are in the management space, it's not the case. But it equips you. It equips you in terms of your skills. It equips you in terms of exposure, what is expected, what one needs to do in terms of communication, how to maneuver the corporate space, how to communicate with clients, the written communication, how to write emails, and so forth. So it plays a huge role because once you're done with the qualification, no one is there to help you.
That's true.
No one is there to help
that
you.
That is very true.
No one is there to help you. But if you do it beforehand, or even not even an internship, being part of programs, I will continue to emphasize this because it exposes you to a lot where you can get a lot of skills.
Most definitely. So, Nolazi, I just want, I think it's Nolazi.
You can use that name. It's my name.
Gobu Nolazi.
Yes.
So, man, I wish you all the best. I know that you're going to soar very high and do amazing things. Is there anything else that you'd like to say in closing? And also, if people want to actually make use of your services, how can they do so? Where can they follow you on social media?
So, you guys can follow me on Facebook, Nolazi Solution. Also on Instagram, Nolazi Solution. I'll also drop my number, which is 081-084-0443. That's my number if you want to be in communication and you have an interview lined up, or you have a career question, job application, you're not getting response, what sites to follow in terms of when you're applying for a job. So, and also I just want us to say that thank you so much for offering me this opportunity. I am truly, truly honored to be here, and honestly it was a lovely, lovely chat. And let's celebrate one another as women. Let's fix each other's crown. Let's stop the girl hate.
Yes.
let's take up space and cement ourselves, as Uzosbini said. And also, you know, we are creators, we are pioneers, so we need to take up space. There are positions that haven't been touched by women. So, man, we need to take those positions. We need to put ourselves out there.
That's true. Most definitely. Thank you so much, Ma Polop.
Mapoloba.
Yes.
Mapoloba. Okay.
It's complicated. Go to Conchuayo. It goes way, way, way. We can dwell on it on another day.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We had absolutely a great time.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.